The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Avra Lewis from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Ebony Magazine. Our first article is from Essence, Worldwide Woman. One of South Africa's reigning media stars and globetrotters is 31-year-old Bonang Mathiba, affectionately called Queen Bee by her fans. Mathiba broke out when she started hosting the popular music show Live in 2007. She went on to become an entrepreneur and a star of her own reality series, Being Bonang, on the One Magic Channel, which earned her a spot on the Forbes 13 African Celebrities to Watch in 2013 list. Take one look at Mathiba's social media feed and you'll find her touring Brazil and bringing heat to Zanzibar as she balances worldwide travel with her busy work schedule. From the beginning of my career all the way through 2017, my traveling was really centered around the work, she reveals. When I turned 30, I became a completely different woman. I felt I needed to be in charge of my time and carve my work in ways that take me places that I want to visit. For Mathiba, exploring the globe has opened her mind and helped her to expand her hustle. And she encourages other women of color to do the same, and maybe even find a boo along the way. Mentally, travel inspires me, she says. You see, people living lives that are attainable. It also introduces you to so many people, especially potential husband material. Though she is able to visit some of the world's most exotic localities, it's seeing her home continent that fills her with most pride. Here she shares her favorite African hotspots, her bucket list dreams, and some reasons why it's important for our people to visit the homeland. Her hotspots. I love Lagos, Nigeria. It has the best nightlife and the most wonderful, inspirational people in the creative arts. And of course, Cape Town is always magical. Her bucket list. I would love to see Okavango, Delta in Botswana, and the Great Migration of Wild Beasts, zebras and gazelles in Kenya. I also want to visit Mount Kilimanjaro, Marquise in Cairo, and I would love really to see Madagascar. It's so weird, wonderful, and close by. No one says much about Madagascar, but when I research it and look at pictures, it's got so many beautiful spaces and destinations, like Mayavana Resort in Nosy and Kano. Her top pick. See Africa before you see the rest of the world, because it introduces you to so many cultures, places, and foods. You'll realize how big Africa continent really is. The next article that I will be reading is Color Our World. Today, Harmonia Rosales, 35, is a celebrated artist whose work recognizes Black women as divine, and her richly hued paintings hang in the homes of Samuel L. Jackson and Amari Stoudemire. But just 5 years ago, she was a newly divorced mother of two trying to find a fulfilling path and trying to find herself. I grew up in a traditional Afro-Cuban household, and I was taught that I couldn't survive without a man, Rosales says. So when I was married, it was all about him, and I never really trusted myself. Now, here I was on my own with two kids. I had to step up. But I didn't know who I was. Finding my inner strength helped me understand that whatever I wanted to do, I could make it valuable. So I went back to what made me happy, art. Rosales had spent her childhood immersed in art. Her mother is children's book illustrator and author Melody Benson Rosales. And some of the artist's earliest memories growing up in Chicago involve sitting beneath her mother's work table, paints in hand. Following her divorce, Rosales reconnected with the work that had fulfilled her long before practically pushed her into unrewarding stints as a camp counselor, tutor, cosmetologist, and promotional model. After 2 years of running the art gallery, Rosales felt comfortable focusing on her own art, tackling commissions for private collectors. She attracted national attention and controversy when her first series, 2017's Black Imagery to Counter Hegemony, abbreviated BITCH, went viral. In it, she revisited iconic paintings, including Michelangelo's The Creation of Adam, and replaced the white men in them, including God, with black women. Not everyone was pleased that Rosales, who was self-taught, was rewriting the dominant narrative around who was created in God's image. But she says her work is not meant for those people. Why can't I celebrate black women? That's where I came from. I'm dissecting everything that we were taught, and I'm doing it for me, and for women, and for my children, and other children like them, says Rosales, who cites her current partner, actor Aldis Hodge, Underground What Men Want, as her biggest cheerleader. You'll never see me paint a slave or anything that just highlights our vulnerability, because I think there's enough out there of it. Next up is a collection focused on the Lucemi religion, an Afro-Caribbean tradition, including her latest piece, Asa, spelled A-S-E. I'm very excited about my upcoming series because it reflects my foundation as a visual artist, says Rosales, who recently relocated to Los Angeles. I'm going to continue creating a narrative that empowers us. The next article that I will be reading from Essence is 10 Things We're Talking About by Tanya A. Christian. Number 1, networking for us. Comcast Xfinity subscribers will be able to enjoy two African American TV networks beginning in January. Comcast, the nation's second largest multi-channel video service provider, will start distributing Cleo TV, a lifestyle and entertainment network targeting Millennial and Gen X women of color, and Afro TV, a 24-hour black network that taps into stories from the diaspora, with a focus on top-rated black and Nollywood movies, dramas and sitcoms, and featured music, talk and late-night comedy shows. The offerings from both Cleo and Afro TV serve as excellent complement to the growing catalog of choices we offer about black communities, said Keisha Boyd, executive director of multicultural products at Comcast. I'm really looking forward to the launch of Cleo TV on Comcast. I feel blessed to be starring with my brother, Jake, in one of their new original series. I can't wait for viewers to be inspired by Living by Design with Jake and Jazz. Number 2, elected to lead. The Harvard Crimson has a new leader for its storied publication, Christine E. Ghulami. A class of 2020 took over the reins in January and now serves as the paper's president. In her role, the Queen's New York-bred writer presides over the 145-year-old Daily's 146 Guard. The appointment makes Ghulami the first African-American woman to take the helm at the distinguished newspaper. 3. Brotherhood. For the first time, my brother's keeper, MBK, Alliance will host a national conference for young men of color to celebrate and uplift their unique voices, MBK Rising. An offshoot of the Obama Foundation takes place in Oakland this month and joins MBK communities with other organizations serving boys and young men of color, elected officials, and leaders to pave the way forward. Number 4, Art for Social Change. Black Lives Matter has always been more than just a social movement. But now the organization, known for countering systemic racism, is stepping into the culture realm with a new art platform. The aim of the initiative is to highlight and promote the work of African American creatives through an e-commerce site and pop-up shops. Proceeds from sales will benefit BLM chapters. Number 5, correcting history. Charleston, South Carolina, cemented in history as one of the places where large numbers of enslaved Africans entered the U.S., will soon also celebrate Black people's contributions to the world. A recent $5 million pledge from former Carolina Panther owners Jerry and Rosalind Richardson brings the International African American Museum a step closer to its projected 2020 completion. Number 6, quote unquote, "We have to keep doing what we're doing in order to make this country right. That's what I intend to do. And as the young people say, I ain't scared." That's by Representative Maxine Waters, Democratic of California, in an interview with Blavivity, addressing her recipe of bomb threats late last year. Representative Maxine Waters, Democratic California, in an interview with Blavivity, addressing her receipt of bomb threats late last year. Number 7, gun control. Gun control now. A new multi-million dollar initiative by the RAND Corporation seeks to end gun violence. The National Collaborative on Gun Violence Research is providing an initial $10 million in grants to develop solutions to the nation's gun problem. The effort is expected to reach $20 million in funding for new research over the next 5 years. Number 8. Health news you can use. A pair of reports published in the New England Journal of Medicine are making a strong case for vitamin D and fish oil. Compelling data obtained by a placebo-controlled trial suggests that African Americans lower their risk of heart attacks by 77% when they take omega-3 supplements daily. The use of vitamin D can help lower risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Number 9, Black educators needed. When Black students have Black teachers, they pursue higher education at greater rates, reveals a study titled "The Long Run Impacts of Same Race Teachers," conducted by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Having just one Black instructor increases Black pupils' likelihood of enrolling in college by 13%. The number increases to 32% if the student has two Black teachers. And lastly, number 10, prioritizing diversity. These days, it's commonly accepted by most companies that gender and racial diversity leads to better business results. Even so, a recent study by Linen.org and McKinsey & Company determined that only 42% of employees believe their workplace prioritizes gender diversity, and a mere 22% see racial diversity as an important concern for their company. The next article reads, The Hollywood Advocate. As the Senior VP of Production at Warner Brothers, Nyjah K. Kendall isn't afraid of a good fight. By Marquita K. Harris. Growing up in Inglewood, California, Nyjah K. Kendall was often found with her nose in a book. Sci-fi, nonfiction, it didn't matter. It was great storytelling that young K. Kendall craved. Years later, she picked up a camera as the photo editor of her high school newspaper, and her creativity intensified. Now she's the senior vice president of production at Warner Brothers, a role that fuses her two passions. Though she may have landed the perfect job, her professional path wasn't always crystal clear. Essence, let's start at the beginning with your education. Nyjah, I went to Brown University, and I was blessed to get a huge scholarship to attend because of my interest in journalism. I entered a program for minorities in media sponsored by Emma Bowen Foundation. I give credit to my parents for a lot of my success because they raised me to be fearless. What made you ultimately decide to change your focus from journalism to filmmaking? Nyjah, I ended up doing an independent study on women filmmakers of the African diaspora, and for that I watched Julie Dash's Daughters of the Dust, which had come out in 1991. I was very much into storytelling, people, and culture, and I was very visual, so Daughters of the Dust was everything I loved. It was a piece of art. It was beautiful. Essence, after college, you landed a job in New York at Viacom in corporate communications, then left to pursue a career in film. What was that like? Nyjah, after I quit Viacom, I went to the director's lab at Sundance Institute for the summer as a production assistant. It was amazing because you eat, breathe, drink movies. I came out that summer completely committed to the film industry, so I decided to move back to LA. Essence, what's a typical day like for you at Warner Brothers? Pictures? Nyjah, I look for scripts, pictures, ideas, and movies to buy. Once I've bought a pitch or script or movie idea, I work with the producers and the writers to develop the screenplay. That can take anywhere from a year to 10 years, however long it takes to get that screenplay right. Then I partner with the producer to find out the best director for the script and for the story. Essence, what do you wish people knew about your position? Nyjah, my role is very creative. I am in there having conversations with the writer and the director, helping to shape these movies alongside the talent. It's also my job to be an advocate. You're fighting for a story you love that maybe not everybody understands at first. I advocate for what and who we need to make the story great. Next, this article is from Ebony, and the title is Black Teens Plant-Based Beauty Brand to be Sold at Target. This article is by Christina Santai. The exclusive partnership comes just in time to celebrate Black History Month. Sandra Cunningham, 18 years old, has partnered with Target to sell her award-winning skincare line nationwide in celebration of Black History Month. According to Black News, Cunningham's company, Xandra, focuses on social goods and uses STEM and entrepreneurial education to empower girls and women. The beauty line consists of 50 chemical-free skincare products. Target will sell the hand and body lotion, exfoliating sugar scrub, and lip and body balm. To celebrate her exclusive deal with the department store, Cunningham designed the Treat Yourself gift box. I'm so excited to offer my unique brand of American yuck-free products in an exclusive gift box designed specifically for Target, Cunningham said in a statement. This is yet another dream come true for me, she said. I am working hard to pave the way for other indie brands with teen CEOs. My journey hasn't been easy, but it will forever be worth it. I am on a mission to shatter the status quo, and with partners like Target, I am making that happen. Cunningham and her team are working to add facial products to their line. Zandra Beauty can be purchased from 707 Target stores across the United States. Next, there will be a series of articles read from Essence. The first one, Amanda Steinberg, a star with a knack for landing roles that get people talking. Seconds after stepping before the camera, Amanda Steinberg is serving looks with her sleek, high-posted ponytail, a swinging she goes with ease from blissful to pensive to smoldering and then back again. That's the energy coupled with a quiet confidence that we've come to expect from the 20-year-old actress who most recently took the lead and stole our hearts in the big screen adaptation of the best-selling novel, The Hate U Give. But no matter who she's portraying, be it quick-thinking Rue in The Hunger Games or hopeful, determined Maddie in Everything, she brings a piece of herself. To play a role, I think I have to have a part of that character inside of you already, she says. From there, it's about finding a space where I feel it's appropriate to apply myself because I can relate or because I can add a sense of authenticity. And her choices, well, they're quite deliberate. I look for characters and stories conceptualize a black experience without minimizing it or falling into harmful stereotypes. I want characters who raise us and show the nuances of who we are and how beautiful and multifaceted and colorful we are too. She's got another thing on her to-do list. I want to direct feature, she says. Growing up in Los Angeles, Steinberg had dreams of creating art that makes people feel something. As an outspoken advocate on issues of race, cultural appropriation, and gender inequality, she knows that the generation that follows is looking to her for inspiration. What I hope to do through my work is allow kids to feel like it's okay to be themselves, says Steinberg. Who came out as gay last year. My biggest hope is that a little black girl walks into a movie theater and is able to see herself on screen, and because she sees herself, doesn't feel as if she has to make herself smaller in the world. My intention is to curtail those internalized notions before they even have the opportunity to exist. Amen to that. The next article, Kiki Ayani. She admits it was while preparing for a chemistry read with If Beale Street Could Talk co-star Stephen James, who'd already been cast as Fawny, the lifelong love of her character, Tish, that she dove into James Baldwin's classic novel upon which her debut film is based. To say that the fictional couple's bond is unbreakable is an understatement. I knew the film would be something special because of James Baldwin and director Barry Jenkins, she says. But when I read the book, I realized that I had never seen a black love story told like this. As a little girl in Cincinnati, Lane, now 27, told her mother that she wanted to sing, act, and perform. By age 7, she was studying acting at school. Later, she continued honing her craft at DePaul University. Her ambition was to follow Will Smith's trajectory. His career has so much variety, which is what I'm looking forward to in my career, she explains. She has also been inspired by the work of Angela Bassett and more recently, Lupita Nyong'o. Until Lupita exploited it on the scene, I hadn't really seen so much of myself in anyone, she reflects. That's when I realized that I could work on this level too. Last year, she will appear in the big screen adaptation of another literary classic, Richard Wright's Native Son. But at the moment, she's still basking in the glow of Beale Street. When I came to the project, I saw strength in being able to do everything yourself, she says. But because so much of Tisha's strength comes from vulnerability and her commitment to love and being loved, I learned to tap into my own vulnerability. I also learned to trust myself more and to know what I am bringing is enough. Next, I'll have a few lines from Regina Hall's article. Regina Hall, a 20-year veteran who still constantly surprises us. Though it might seem hard to believe, this year marks the 20th anniversary of her film debut in The Best Man, she can hardly believe it either. Isn't that crazy? She asked. It's really exciting to say not only that you've been in business for 20 years, but also you're still loving it and learning. In these two decades, Hall, 48, has shifted seamlessly between drama and comedy. There was Love and Basketball and Scary Movie, all four, followed by Think Like a Man, Insecure Show, Within a Show, Due North, and The Hate U Give. And yes, there was also that now infamous Jaunt of New Orleans. We have now run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I'm reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. The website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please contact us, 919-832-5138.